This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line, which you can join the Discord over at discord.lrn.fm, and then just hop into the call-in line room there, and we will get you on the air at a moment's notice, so you can join us and talk about what you want on the way here tonight. A disturbing new law apparently is in the works. Chris Wade is here from ThinkPenguin.com. He's going to tell us about something that may be restricting freedom of speech beyond its original intentions. Not that any kind of restriction on freedom of speech is okay. We'll tell you about that coming up here. It's Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. But Daryl, we'll start with you. Earlier today, you shared with me in the studio some fresh quotes from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And these aren't on, this isn't, I mean, it's 1 week you get a bunch of ridiculous quotes from this guy. Earlier this week, he had said famously that he would have run into the active shooter situation even if he didn't have a weapon.
He said he would like to think that he would.
Okay.
I'd like to think that I would go in there. He didn't actually say, I would go in there.
I see what you're saying, but the intention is to make people think that he's more brave than the police
officers. Correct, and then somebody posted a photo of him walking up the flight of stairs, presumably to Air Force One. He's got an umbrella, his son is standing behind him, and it says he won't take a raindrop for his son, but he'll take a bullet for yours.
Right. So, I mean, that was pretty ridiculous earlier this week, but the madness continues.
And then earlier today, when a country, USA, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with.
Wait.
Trade wars are good and easy to win. Example, when we're down $100 billion and a certain country and they get cute, don't trade anymore, we win big, it's easy.
There's a lot of stupid within that.
and here's the other one.
Or whatever it is. Is this Twitter?
Yes.
This is a Twitter post.
When a country taxes our products coming in at, say, 50%, and we tax the same products coming into our country at zero, not fair or smart, we will soon be starting reciprocal taxes so that we will charge the same thing as they charge us. $800 billion trade deficit. Have no choice.
Now,
this trade deficit thing.
This is such hogwash.
Earlier today, I had a $12 trade deficit with Target, meaning I went to Target and I bought $12 worth of stuff. Target has never purchased anything for me. I have a trade deficit with Target.
Oh, no, Daryl. Whatever shall you do?
Import duties? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, so you're
talking
about this.
That's the thing, that people don't understand what trade deficit actually means. It sounds really bad and scary.
Yeah, well, it's something that they can use, like you say, to make a situation sound bad, and then they can implement new taxes, which is what he's talking about doing, to supposedly rectify that situation, even though, as you point out, you know, your existence of a trade deficit doesn't matter, because on the other side of you spending $12 at Target, you got things from Target.
Yes.
So Target gave you a whatever it was that you were buying.
Two boxes of Clif Bars, and they buy cocoa-infused antioxidant drinks.
So you're not down $12. You're also up the thing that you wanted to buy.
Right, but you know, in accordance with this trade deficit thing, I have a $12 trade deficit today with Target.
Right, because the people who believe in this trade deficit sort of mythology, in my opinion, believe that in order to not have a trade deficit, each partner needs to do the same amount of business with each other in cash.
Right.
It's just,
you have to buy the same number of products that I buy from you.
It's the stupidest thing. I mean, Chris, you run ThinkPenguin.com, which sells products all day, every day to around the world. It sells security-oriented, privacy-oriented computer products like desktops and laptop computers. If you go by this trade deficit nonsense, you have a trade deficit with absolutely everybody you've ever, who's bought from you. Every person you've supplied product with, have a trade deficit with because they spent money with you.
No, he has a trade surplus because he has their money.
Oh, okay.
But yet he also winds up having to buy products from other people to be able to.
Yeah, but it's different people that we have a surplus with in other countries or whatever that we have a.
Right. Yeah, so like you've got trade surplus with some people, trade deficit with others, but at the end of the day, you wind up with a net profit.
As an example, China's one way. Everything comes from China and nothing goes back to China. But at the same time, nothing comes from the UK. A lot goes to the UK.
Yeah. And keeping track of all this is pointless. It doesn't matter. You know, the only thing that matters are, as you pointed out, Daryl, are you making a profit? Are you able to purchase from one person, sell to another person?
Well, not only are you making a profit, but are you able to buy things affordably? Mm-hmm. And that's where his thing of reciprocal tariffs comes in. And, well, your beer might get more expensive thanks Donald Trump.
A whole lot of things might get more expensive. But what if the reciprocal tariffs actually encourage lower tariffs elsewhere? Is that a possible effect of this? I mean, I'm just trying to argue devil's advocate here.
Because, Ian, if I impose a tariff on everything that comes from across the street, it doesn't mean that the people across the street are paying more. It means that I spend more because there's a tariff. That's how tariffs.
No. What I understand.
Where are the tariffs going, though? They're going into
the U.S. government.
Right. So somebody's profiting. Somebody's benefiting from this.
Yes.
The government.
Yeah.
Assuming that people actually keep buying the product because it increases the price of the product.
It's like a hidden tax.
Yes.
Yes. It's a hidden tax. So instead of that computer that you sell for $500, we're putting a tariff on electronics. 10%. It now winds up costing somebody $550, but you're still only seeing $500.
Yeah, well, it's going to go up more than 10% because ultimately you have a higher investment cost at that point and so on, and that you have to make up for. So it's probably like 20% it goes up.
But I thought when he said the reciprocal tariffs, it sounded to me like that meant that if another country is charging X, that's what the United States government will also charge on the same product.
Are you sure that wasn't like Europe? Because Europe was saying something to that effect, I think.
Well, if you could read his statement about the reciprocal tariffs.
When a country taxes our products coming in at, say, 50%, and we tax the same products coming into our country at zero, not fair or smart. We will soon be starting reciprocal taxes so that we will charge the same thing as they charge us. And then he ties this into the trade deficit. Tariffs and trade deficit are two totally different. I went to the bathroom, and there weren't enough paper towels in the kitchen. It's not related.
Yeah.
It's not related in the least. And increasing tariffs does nothing to affect the trade deficit. That just means that somebody's not buying as much crap as you're buying from them.
Right, and people are going to, if you increase tariffs enough, they're going to stop doing business internationally, which means that the product costs will start going up because they'll be sourcing them locally.
They'll find alternative sugar.
Yeah.
There are tariffs on sugar and then all kinds of things. That's why most of the soda companies wind up using high fructose corn syrup.
Which
now, there are other reasons. There are other reasons that they do that because of all the subsidies for corn. But, that's just one of the things that the tariffs have wound up affecting is,
supply.
Real soda.
Yeah, absolutely true. And some people say the sugar soda is better, that it tastes better, that
Easier to break down in the digestive stuff. And
corn syrup supposedly bad or something
like
that. I mean, it depends who you believe, but regardless,
right.
People don't get to choose. They are prohibited from having a choice, or they can pay more if they want to choose, right? Like, you can pay for the sugared soda, but you're paying for an import in a lot of cases.
Good luck finding it on the shelf of the local grocer.
Access to it's a problem.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial right here, toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We got more to say on the supposed trade deficits, which Trump is using to push new taxes. Hey, there's your small government guy, libertarian.
No, it's not a tax. It's a tariff. That's a different word.
Yeah.
It's a different word, so therefore not...
More letters, same meaning.
Increases prices.
We've got the best words. We've got bigger words.
Tariffs are just taxes that are posted at the time of import or export of an item into a political geographic boundary. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, I want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. It is something that can traverse boundaries without being taxed. Unless you tell the government about the fact that you've got Bitcoin. If you don't tell them, then they don't have to know because it's none of their damn business. You can go and learn about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. It is something that you really ought to take some time out, maybe take 5-10 minutes, and just go and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com and find out what cryptocurrency is all about. If you're not new to Bitcoin, though, and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them, too, over at news.bitcoin.com, and they're updated every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got Dave. He's on the line. I believe this is Dave Ridley with us here on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Ridley, he's on the scene. He's meaner than nice, but nicer than mean.
What's going on, Dave?
Oh, you didn't think I just called to sing you that song, did you?
No, not at all. So I asked you what's up.
No.
Did you call to sing us a song?
He just did.
No. But have you guys heard, I guess there is a new Bitcoin thing going on the Seacoast again.
No, tell me about that.
New Hampshire Seacoast. I don't know if it's just a new term or really a new institution, but it's called the Bitcoin Institute of Technology.
Huh. No, I've not heard about this.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this. It's something that Derek and Steven from the Free State Bitcoin Shop are behind.
What are they doing?
Well, Stephen announced there was going to be some sort of a lecture. It's probably already happened. I think I heard the announcement. Well, it must have gone over about 4 days ago. But he was going to give a lecture on really actually what I thought were some pretty useful things, you know, as to how to convert Bitcoin into gift cards and use it on Amazon, stuff like that. And there's actually
cool.
Some of that stuff is pretty complicated, you know, but it's also really useful for the average person.
Excellent. Do you know, in what format are they giving these lectures? Is it like at the front of a, you know, room with a bunch of chairs in it somewhere, some sort of hall? Or are they just kind of having small groups get together at their store? Because you're referring to the Bitcoin shop, which is, or the founders of the Bitcoin shop, the Free State Bitcoin shop, which is a storefront, very, you know, small, cute little location in downtown Portsmouth where anybody can just walk in and buy things. With cryptocurrency, you cannot spend dollars at the crypto shop or the Bitcoin shop. So I'm wondering where they're actually holding these seminars.
Actually, you can use dollars to buy cryptocurrency in the machine
that's
that
all
they
have. You can't actually buy the items in the store with dollars. I was just wondering if you had to know, you know, what format are these happening?
I think they listed an address. It was on State Street. I think it was 110 State Street.
Huh, okay. That's not their address.
Is that the same as the Bitcoin shop?
No, no. I think they're 56. So yeah, it sounds like a good thing. I know that we've had people asking about that out here. Like, hey, can you guys have? Because we've got a regular meetup that happens here, like once every 8 days, and people come from Massachusetts and Vermont because there aren't meetups there, I guess. And they come and they ask questions about cryptocurrency when they come talk to us. And so we've had a couple people say, hey, it would be great if you did kind of an educational seminar. More than because we just sort of have unstructured, free flowing, you know, no kind of agenda meetings. It's just people kind of hanging out at a social gathering, but all the talk.
It's a good place to get information, though.
Yeah, if you're a newbie, you can ask questions and you'll get a lot of opinions, right? And so the question was, well, you know, can you guys do something with like more of a seminar where we come to a room and sit and listen? And I'm like, you know, it's a great idea. I'm not going to spend my time putting it together, but if somebody wants to do that, I think that would be
fantastic. You're thinking of a specific person even, aren't you?
No, not at all.
Oh, no, because I'm thinking of somebody who asked about that recently, somebody who came to one of our meetups.
Oh, I thought you meant as far as who could actually put it on. I would say Chris Reitman would be good at doing it, which would be our Thursday night co-host. I know he's worked on a presentation for business, like to kind of explain Bitcoin to a business person.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's reworked that yet to an individual thing, but I think that, you know, that's valuable. I think some people want that. I prefer the more kind of decentralized, unstructured meetings, because then you can get different opinions. If you just put one person on stage, then they are the expert and they might be wrong. I mean, we've had people get into certain things in crypto that maybe weren't the best ideas.
Most
right?
of the stuff
right.
I read online is wrong about from these economic people.
Yeah, I'm not saying Stephen is necessarily going to give bad advice or anything like that. It's just, to me, I'm not going to spend my time putting those things together. I think it's a great idea, though, because there are people who want that. So thanks for sharing that, Dave. Anything else?
This may be this is connected to the, I think when Bruce Fenton moved to New Hampshire, he's sort of a Bitcoin whale.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like there was some talk of like different things sort of springing up. I don't know. I don't remember the details and I don't know where exactly, but it would be in the Portsmouth area. And this is in the Portsmouth area. So maybe this is part of that.
Love it. One of the things that's true about New Hampshire is it really is like the Bitcoin or cryptocurrency mecca. I mean, there's more cryptocurrency stuff, I think, happening here than in a lot of places.
Yes.
So
probably anywhere else.
And definitely more per capita.
Absolutely. Dave, thank you for the call tonight. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. He's always reporting over on his YouTube channel. He's been here longer than we have here in New Hampshire, and we've been here doing this show a long time. So kudos to Dave for uncovering cool new things that, you know, we don't necessarily hear about, even though Derek and Steven are friends and, you know, we communicate relatively often, even though they're halfway across the state or all the way across the state. It is good to catch wind of those things.
Yes.
And these are things that can be duplicated, by the way. I mean, it's not impossible to put together a cryptocurrency meetup where you are. It's going to be harder because you probably don't have as many activists as we do here. We've got libertarian activists who've been converging here in New Hampshire for more than a decade as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. So here it's relatively simple to say, hey, guys, let's go have a meeting. And then, you know, a half a dozen people will show up to it. All right, so it's not hard for us to do that. We have more people coming to meetings here than probably people have in a lot of bigger cities. I'm not going to say every bigger city.
Yeah,
but
I was disappointed about MIT in that area, in Cambridge.
MIT in that area
and how little it's being used. And,
give me an example. What do you mean?
Like, for example, I went into the MIT bookstore, for example, and they didn't even know how to use Bitcoin. They didn't know how to accept it.
Wait, they're supposedly accepting
it? Yeah, they supposedly accept it.
Wasn't there the thing a couple of years ago where all incoming freshmen wound up getting a certain amount of Bitcoin?
Or
I don't
some
know.
Sort of crypto.
But apparently nobody's using it.
They also had a crypto vending machine at MIT or a Bitcoin vending machine, and that got shut down.
MIT should be like the that should be the place, right? It's a technical, you know, they are supposed to be the leading technical innovators and stuff, and all sorts of technical people. It's not like there's a barrier here. I mean,
right.
It's easy. It should be easy for these people. They're not using it.
Yeah, if any college bookstore should take Bitcoin, it should be the MIT bookstore.
Right.
You're saying they had announced that they do, but their staff.
Well, they advertised it even.
Wow. It's embarrassing. Toll free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk more on trade coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to join us on the radio here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Plus, join us on the Discord on-air call-in line. There's room that you can join there over at discord.lrn.fm. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
All right, so we're going to get back into Trump's comments about trade, his ignorant comments about trade, his pro-tax comments about trade. I know there's a lot of people out there that were deluding themselves into believing that Donald Trump was about smaller governments, was about, and somehow, like, the most libertarian candidate to vote for.
You know what just boggles my mind? He's supposed to be, like, pro-business, right? Like, that's his whole
claim.
And yet, I can only see this as anti-business, right?
Oh, it's very anti-business.
You're increasing the costs of doing business.
If you're a business who sources products from outside of the United States, it is very anti-that business.
It's protectionism is
what
it is.
That's what
it is. But even if you're doing business in the United States, if you're you're becoming you end up becoming less efficient, right? Like it promotes less efficiency, which means you're going to have a harder time competing on the open market.
Well, right? Ultimately, it's going to increase your costs because some of your suppliers are probably doing business with people outside of the United States.
So now you're going to reduce the amount of trade that you do overseas, which is going to reduce your opportunities.
Which is protectionism.
That's what they want.
Yeah,
they want to protect.
The whole protectionism thing is not necessarily a good thing. It's a bad thing.
No, it only protects individuals in specific politically connected classes from competition. That's the only thing it protects. It doesn't protect consumers.
I'm not even sure if it does that. I mean,
it does hurt them in the long run. I agree with what you're saying, meaning that if somebody, even if they are a U.S.-based manufacturer or something like that, even if they do have an increased amount of business that they get because of protectionist laws and these tariffs
that he's talking about. But the U.S. market's much smaller than the world market.
Right. But even if they are getting an increased amount of competition, they're still being hit because, again, they're doing business with other people who are doing business in other countries.
Uh-huh.
And so those costs go up. And so there's the seen and then there's the unseen. They'll see the numbers go up as far as maybe they're going to get more business because now the customers have to buy from them instead of they could have bought from international people. Now they're not anymore because of tariffs. So they might see their sales increase. But on the other end, the one that it's harder to calculate, if their prices go up at 50% of their suppliers by a little bit because all those suppliers are now having to pay more to buy things internationally, it's hard to really say, that came from tariffs. They won't be able to know for sure why their suppliers' costs have gone up. They could just ascribe it to inflation or increased costs of doing business.
Right, and then the customer, they wind up seeing either the price goes up or the packaging gets smaller, but the price stays the same, but...
The old retail trick.
Right.
Yeah, so, there's all sorts of retail tricks you use in order to get people to keep buying.
Let's talk about that specifically, how it's going to affect beer, because Americans love beer.
This is now we're talking about the reciprocal tariff that Trump was talking about?
Article from Yahoo Finance.
Okay.
President Donald Trump says he plans to impose a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. The market sent stock market tumbling more than 500 points on Thursday. So this article,
see, even the stock market agrees.
Something
it's bad
that
for
happened
business.
Before Donald Trump's idiotic Twitter stream of consciousness thing earlier. Don't want to call it stream of thought because there wasn't really one.
Did I hear that? I'm sorry, just as an aside. Speaking of Trump on Twitter, did I hear that Twitter doubled their character count? To like 300 characters?
280.
It's 280. So they
doubled from 140 to 280.
Do you think they did that just to give Trump a longer rope?
I heard a theory that was it. But
hilarious.
Of course, I have no clue. I wasn't in the board meeting decision, and they never publicly
said
why.
It's a great thought. I mean, it's hilarious.
It's twice as much room for him to be stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
The proposal, again, the 25% tariff on steel, 10% on aluminum, has left beer and beverage companies wary. Mm-hmm. More than half of the beer produced every year in the United States is packed in aluminum cans or aluminum bottles. The beverage and brewery industry has been relying on imported steel to make 96 billion cans a year.
Cheaper? It's cheaper.
Oh, it's a lot cheaper.
That's why they're relying on it. If it were cheaper to buy down the street, they'd buy it down the street because then they wouldn't have to ship it. But it's cheaper to get the imported steel, even with the cost of shipping it across an ocean.
Cans account for 9.76% of the brewer's overall production cost of beer, according to a report from John Dunham and Associates. The report here says the higher cost of cans resulting from a potential tariff on aluminum would be passed through to
consumers
as part of the manufacturer's price of beverages.
That's what happens with all increased costs. They're passed on to the consumers.
You know, we're talking about, like,
which
beer
hurts
cans,
people.
But it comes off as a trivial amount, but like not everything ends up being a trivial amount. There's stuff that uses a lot more tin or steel, cars or something of that nature, which is actually going to have a more substantial impact on costs.
But people aren't generally buying a car every week. They're buying a case of beer a week.
But per can, it's trivial, but you add up the person buying a case
right.
times well, 100 million people buying a case of
it's
beer.
It's not trivial. You're right, absolutely.
You're talking
trivial,
about a lot of money,
that
and that's
sense,
money
but...
out of those people's pockets that they can't spend on something more productive. So it actually hurts, even though it seems like a
yeah.
little bit. It hurts the economy big time because
it's like a thousand cuts or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, you know, one cut's not going to kill you, but maybe not even 10 or 20, but 1,000 of them.
It's missed opportunities because the money that if you would have been able to save that money, you could have maybe spent it to pay the rent or spent it to pay the power bill or spent it to pay, you know, buy a gift for your loved one on their birthday or something like that. But over time, these little nicks like you're talking about are knocking out, you know, 5 cents here, a dollar there or $2 there. And then before you know it, you don't have any money left in the bank. You know, before you know it, it's harder to make the bill payments at the end of the month. I mean, it's just whittling away the spending power of the people in the United States, and that hurts. And it hurts the poor the most.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's one thing to, you know, be a rich person who can, you know, afford a boat or something like that. You don't care about dropping an extra $10 on some fancy beer or something like
yeah,
that.
You don't even pay right. attention to what the price of beer is.
Right. Or the price of gas or anything
yeah.
like that. But for a poor person to have, you know, an extra, again, if they're buying a case of beer every single week, to hit them with an extra 50 cents every single week, that's going to add up. It does. I mean, it's something.
And let's talk about how much that adds up. But first, the article says that major beverage and beer companies, including Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Heineken, and Molson Coors Brewing, have written to Trump urging him to restrain from imposing the tariffs. According to the Aluminum Association, a trade group representing aluminum producers, 84% of the primary aluminum used in canned stock is imported. A 10% tariff on aluminum will create a $347.7 million tax on the beverage Ooh. Industry.
What was that number again?
$347.7 million.
Per year?
Presumably yeah. per year, yes. They say the U.S. has been running an aluminum deficit for years, and domestic producers may not be able to fill the gap as soon as Trump hopes. Data from the U.S. Geological Survey's National Minerals shows aluminum imports increased about 17% from 2016, while production has decreased for the fifth consecutive year to the lowest level since 1951, mainly because of rising labor, energy, and global competition.
Well, it's going to reduce even more.
I have to wonder if it's even cost-effective to try and bring industry back. Like, there's other factors besides competition that may prevent your country from doing business, like labor costs.
If you want to bring something back, if you want to bring business back, if you want to make America great again, then the only way to do that is to get the government out of the way, to reduce costs of doing
yep.
business, to lower taxes, to abolish taxes entirely. If Trump wanted to do something for the economy, for the people in the United States, he would strike all tariffs tomorrow. But that's not what this is about. This is about getting Trump reelected. This is about Trump pandering to the America First crowd, right? Like, this
right.
is him being able to say, look, I put in tariffs. I am protecting America. And ultimately, all you're doing is strangling the businesses here, and it's tragic. Strangling the consumers as well from being able to choose and being able to save. 855-450 free, like freedom. Join
I've us. Said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly.
Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us right here. The number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, Chris Wade here from Think Penguin is joining us. Dean and Daryl also in the studio tonight. Chris, you're going to be telling us about some disturbing possible new laws that might be affecting website freedom of speech. We'll get into that coming up here. But also we've been talking about tariffs and the destructive forces that these tariffs are to the economy. And people like Donald Trump want you to believe the opposite. They want you to believe that somehow tariffs are a good thing for the United States. And tariffs aren't a good thing anywhere they are in the world. They should be abolished worldwide. Right. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen because politicians benefit from having these things. They benefit because it gets revenue into the state, and they benefit because they get to pander to audiences, making it look like they've done something for the people that they lord over. So if you want to comment, join us here at 855-450-FREE like freedom, or hop on into the on-air call-in line room on our Discord chat at discord.lrn.fm, and check out Zencash over at zencash.com. Zencash is a newer cryptocurrency. It started back in 2017, so Hasn't been around for very long, but they've taken some of the best technology, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they've put Zencash out there into, hopefully, your hands at some point, once you learn about it over at zencash.com. It is something that was actually created by voluntarists, people who care about liberty, people who understand economics, and they want to have a cryptocurrency that's dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. It's also one of the strongest cryptos out there, with over 7,000 secure nodes, meaning Zencash is one of the strongest blockchains, meaning they've got a lot of people backing it, and their network is very strong. There are also now approximately 50 team members who are behind Zencash, which it started with only five. So they've really picked up a lot of interest from the cryptocurrency community. And in fact, there are even wallets available in multiple languages, and Zencash is available on several exchanges, I think as many as six or seven. You can learn more about it and get started over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. Daryl, do you have more that you wanted to share from this story with Donald Trump talking about his plan to create reciprocal tariffs, meaning that if there's a tariff on a thing, then they'll go ahead and have one in the U.S. government level, too?
Well, that was a tweet that he posted earlier today. This article is about a different proposal to put a 10% tariff on imported aluminum, 25% tariff on imported steel, specifically how the aluminum tariff would wind up impacting beer and other beverages. Again, a $347.7 million tax on the American beverage industry if this tariff goes through. And there's a quote from Jim McGreevy, the people
yeah, who drink the beer.
Yes,
that's what I was thinking. It's not going to be a tax on the beverage industry. It's going to be a tax on you because it's going to get passed on.
Right, it's going to be a tax on people buying this through the beverage. So what they mean is the customers of the beverage industry.
Right. In the same way that we recently saw some areas in the country institute a what they call a sugar tax. So Coca-Cola in some markets has gone up dramatically in price. All sugared beverages have gone up dramatically.
We covered Philadelphia fairly in depth on a Thursday one night because their tax was very, very ridiculous. So you know those big bags of syrup that wind up, you know, 5 gallons of blah da da.
Sure.
Oh, that produces X amount of product on the end, so we're taxing you on that.
On X. Wow.
And then it wound up basically doubling the cost of that thing. And the city of Philadelphia said, yeah, beverage company, you're not allowed to actually pass on the cost because it's not a retail tax. It's something else.
They don't understand how it works.
Right.
All.
They did not understand.
It's not available in Philadelphia, right? You have to go outside the city to get it?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
If you're not allowed
to pass on the cost and your costs double, you're not going to be able to sell a product.
Well, that's what the mayor said. I don't know if they've actually enforced it way.
I see.
But the mayor was like, wait, you're price gouging by passing this thing on.
They don't do it on the drinks. They're just going to pass it on the food part of it. Ultimately, you have to pay the bills at the end of the day.
Well, No. The supplier.
Yeah.
I have this thing that my wholesale cost to you, Mr. Businessman, is $60.
I see.
The tax is $58.
So, yeah, okay. So then they're gonna have to stop selling to people in Philadelphia or whatever.
Right. So the mayor had said you're not allowed to pass on the cost. I don't know if it was actually implemented that way or if somebody was like, yeah, Mr. Mayor guy, you can't tell them not to pass on the cost.
Right. Yeah.
And then there have been signs in other places. I think Seattle
was one of them,
where they said, due to this tax, these prices have increased.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the point I was kind of driving at was businesses have responded to the soda tax or the sugary drink tax with information to customers, because customers just came in one week and all of a sudden the 2-liter bottle of soda had gone up an extra dollar. It literally had doubled in price. And as you might imagine, people are going to get upset about that. Like, what is going on here? Where did these extra costs come from? I mean, we're all used to prices going up over time, but not a 200% increase overnight. Right. That's going to get people, you know, to notice. And so these companies, convenience stores and Walmarts and Sam's Clubs and, you know, people that are selling sodas and other sugary drinks, because, again, you know, any kind of sugared coffee beverage, Gatorade, anything that's got sugar in it, the price went up dramatically. It was like by more than a cent per ounce in some places.
Some places it was 1.5 or 2 cents.
Yeah, which is a huge increase. And so they're explaining it to people. Like, hey, this isn't us. We're just, you know, we're afraid of having men with guns come in here if we don't charge you this. So we have to charge this to you. Here you go.
I'm always amazed at just the masses and how ignorant they tend to be about the amount of tax that they're paying.
Well, they're hidden.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I can't tell you how many customers I've had to talk to and explain to them, especially, this is mostly in Europe, but it's not just Europe, but mainly Europe, the reason that they're paying twice as much for everything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that there's a tax. There's a 20% hidden tax, and then there's taxes on everything else. So
you're talking about the VAT tax in Europe?
Yeah, yeah. But the whole point is that I have to explain
to them.
You have
to collect that?
Yeah, yeah. So
that's because you have European shipping locations?
Well, within Europe, yes. So so there's a 20 to 25% tax in Europe, basically, okay?
At everything. Every level,
and they don't advertise it, the tax. It's part of the product itself. So they don't, like in the United States, they put, you know, maybe 7% at the bottom if you're,
right,
you know, they advertise their 7% tax. They don't do that in Europe. So
when that's included in the cost?
Yeah, it's usually included in the
price. Right, it's not a retail tax. It's value added. So at every level, it gets added.
But doesn't also get added at retail? I thought it got added at, like, manufacturing, at wholesale, and at retail.
Yeah, the way it works is it gets added at each step of the way, but then you get to deduct that from the tax that you pay, basically, or something along those lines. And so,
who deducts it? The seller?
Each level, it gets deducted. So whatever you paid in tax upstream, you can deduct that. But then you also
deduct
have to collect
it from
the tax.
Your taxes?
Yeah, and then you have to collect the tax on whatever you sell to the next person.
God, that's confusing.
It's convoluted
confusing.
And confusing.
It's very
convoluted. Just a little bit more on this aluminum thing. Details of the plan were not necessarily revealed, but besides the tariff, again, a 10% tariff on imported aluminum, 25% on imported steel. Yahoo Finance says if Trump follows U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's recommendations to limit the sum of aluminum imports to 86.7% of their 2017 level, the U.S. aluminum producers will have to scramble to fill the gap. Again, U.S. aluminum producers are at the lowest level since 1951 because energy cost and labor cost have gone up, plus there's more global competition. Jim McGreevy, who's the president and CEO of the Beer Institute, says we don't see that happening in the future. The tariff has caused...
He's saying he doesn't think the aluminum manufacturers can keep up, that they can't handle the demand.
Production's been dropping for 5 straight years, and they're at the lowest level in 67 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to fill that gap anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
He says the tariff has caused uncertainty for all users. We question whether that uncertainty in supply can be filled by plants that are not up and running that won't be up and running for quite a while.
Right. Once you've destroyed an industry, once you've pulled that industry out, it's not coming back tomorrow. It's going to take 10 years before you can ramp that industry back up.
Well, in the meantime, get ready to pay more.
He says he hopes that he can work out an exemption with the Department of Commerce to get exemptions for aluminum cans.
Right. Everybody wants their exemption.
Yeah.
The rest of you can pay more. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to talk about protectionism, are you somebody who was enamored with Trump? You feeling a little differently these days? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.